I've been expecting you, darling.
It's only right I start your morning off with the latest music, gossip, relationship 101, and quote of the day. I double dare you to sit back, relax, and join in on today's fun on The Breakdown. I'm your host, Brittany Marlette, and I've been expecting you, darling.
Hey, y'all. This is Oya Myra. I have entered the realm of Miss Brittany, The Breakdown podcast. This collaboration was supposed to happen, was already manifested. We here now, right? For those of you who don't know me, my social media handles is Oya Myra. Oya is a African goddess who is a divinity that is loving and not the one to be played with. So if you know anything about me, then you understand why she's the head. You hear me? I am a Black American woman who identifies as indigenous as well, who's basically just trying to get comfortable in the uncomfortable, right? I am decolonizing my mind. I am actively learning how to rest, which is crazy because who thinks of that, right? Who thinks that they can't enjoy rest? But I've kind of been on the go since I was 15. And when I became 30, and at the cusp of me graduating law school, my body just said, stop. Stop. We need to stop. We need to breathe. We need to heal. And it's not just because, you know, traumatic things happen, but also I think we are at a point where our ancestors have done all of the work for us, and it's time for us to get back to the point of enjoying life in the way that we deemed what enjoyment of life looks like, not what someone else is telling us, not family, not friends, not social institutions. What do you, as an individual experiencing this earth realm, what do you want for the enjoyment of life, right? And that differentiates from every individual person. But with our individual needs and desires, we also have to be responsible for the collective. We have to be cognitive of how our individual actions affect others. And I say we've been on the healing journey since we got here, right? especially if you're a melanated person, you've been on the healing journey because throughout your DNA, you know, I take that back because I literally just told someone the other day, when we constantly say that it is the melanated person who needs to heal in this realm, we automatically imply that those who are not melanated are healthy. That's not true. That's not true at all. There's a lot of sickness in those who lack melanation. So looking to them as if they're the pedestal of health is, we should be eliminated. As human beings, we have to do better. So I'm on that journey to try to do better, whatever that looks like. And one of those things is learning a new way to network in these social media streets and in my adulthood, in my, what I like to call them, thoughtful 30s, right? Oh, I just love being 30, y'all. I just love being 30. Don't get it twisted. Like, people try to discourage me. Like, girl, you getting old. And I'm like, yeah, that's a blessing. I am getting older. I appreciate that. I am, man, I feel like I'm in my prime, you know? And I want it to be fulfilling. I want it to be in love. And one of those things for it to be fulfilling and to be in love is to, because I've been in alienation and I've been in my solitude for a while, which was a beautiful thing. But I'm ready to get back to socializing, right? I'm ready to get back to socializing. But as I'm getting back to socializing, there are areas where I'm trying to socialize with people who were familiar with me or only see me as when I was a child or their perception of me. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think we, because we're in this new space of learning each other in human interactions, we kind of put up the defense mechanism. So I had to, you know, bring it down and review that. Yeah, they have a person is always going to have their particular perception of you. It is your responsibility. And in my opinion, the way that you love yourself is whether or not you want to accept that perception as your reality. Me, fuck that. No, you're not going to be, your perception is your perception. Your perception is not my reality. Whether it be you perceive me to be good or bad, I don't like to be on anyone's pedestal. Do I like to be loved and honored and admired? Of course, I'm a human being. But I don't let that handicap me. I don't let that handicap me in a way where I stay in a box of someone's perception. Oh, I can't do this because if someone looks at me this way, then they're not going to honor me. You know, and that's okay. We go through these waves of life, and that's okay. And that's why I'm here on this podcast right now, because two women are developing themselves and using the tools that they have to come in community with each other. And I'm so grateful that she allowed me on her platform, come together and kind of be in action on how we heal our community, right? Because if you know me on my Facebook, follow me on Facebook, not follow me, join me. I'm trying to use less words that dictate and more words that are asking, right? Because I think that makes a difference. If you make join me on Facebook and Instagram and community, Oya Myra, then you will know that when I say us and me and we, I'm speaking about the Black American community and also the Black diaspora community, which is Black immigrants who have migrated into this country. But because I'm a Black American woman and I'm in my selfish era, you feel me? Like I'm real dead ass, very selfish. I'm very selfish in this moment. I focus on the social identities that I identify with first and then move to assist all humans or be in community with all humans and receive assistance from all humans. Because one thing I've learned is if you can give love, but you can't take love, you still need to work on that love. Okay. So I'm very selfish. So I focus when I say us, we, the, them, and you know, and I'm talking about non-melanated beings as being them and us being melanated beings, because we live in a racial society, and to act like we don't separate between racial lines does us no good. So I'm not coming to harm anyone, but and my priority is us. And I already told you who us was. Okay, we're gonna get past that point because, you know, he's like, you're divisive. I don't care. So when it comes, just putting that out there. But I say the title says, you got a friend in me. Women, we collaborate when we collaborate and when we compete. I'm a very competitive person. Let me just put that out there. And I have no shame in it. I'm very competitive. But in my perspective, I am a very healthy person in my competition. Whenever I feel like I'm being competitive in a way to harm someone, I step back. Now, am I big on retaliation? Absolutely. But because I'm, in my opinion, very emotionally mature, I am at this space where I am trying weird spaces of collaboration with other women. And because I'm more emotionally mature than I was about, I'll say 3 years ago, I'm able to see certain things. And at first, that's why I went to Style 2. It was discouraging, but now it's encouraging. Because I think when women collaborate, when we admit that we're competitive, so much shit gets done in a healthy way. And I'm not talking about just in material production. I'm talking about in that mental and spiritual spaces of being a human and having a human experience. That mood to always be in control reduces. Because control is good. Discipline is good. But there has to be a fair balance of freedom, free flowing, right? Because discipline can be freedom too. And we'll get in that to one of the topics. Can't wait to get to that. We're going to talk about sexual discipline. Discipline can be freedom too. But allowing a human being to experience you is one of the most rewarding things I have learned in my life at this point so far, thus far. And I feel in this collaboration, and hopefully to the women who are listening and men, right? When women are operating in the space for ourselves, it does not have to be in confliction or in war with the male. And vice versa. Sometimes you just want your space, right? You just want your space. Yeah, so this collaboration is just showing my perspective on life. That everything ain't war. Some things, yeah, but everything doesn't have to be war-like. Everything doesn't have to come hard. Life doesn't, in my world, life is not hard. There's always a solution. There's always a solution. I like comfort, baby. I like to be comfortable. So the theme in which we're going to be operating is going to be Wellness Wednesdays. We're going to launch this podcast every Wednesday in the month of August, and we'll see, you know, how this goes, where we go from here. I just hope to grow from this as a woman, as a human being, and that this resonates with other melanated women as an example or encouragement to not be intimidated when collaboration is presented to you, to eliminate paranoia if you can. And if you do have it, still do it, right? Because as women, just focusing on us, not wagging my finger, because that's not what I'm saying, but we can do better in how we interact with each other. And love is in action too. So this moment, this presence, this interaction is a symbol of love. And hopefully, as I'm having conversation with different guests, I will have some men on here as well. But I had to highlight us first, because I think when you stand in the love for yourself first, that it comes with ease to love others. There is no plotting. There is no finessing. It just flows naturally. So I hope that we learn to flow naturally, more naturally, in community with each other as I stand in my presence on the Breakdown Podcast. Y'all have a wonderful day. Ashe.
You have just listened to The Breakdown with Brittany Marlette. Also available on Anchor and Spotify. We'll be expecting you, darling, on our next episode.